is the Woodway City Council Special Meeting, December 23rd, 9 a.m. Thank you, everybody, for being here. I will open this meeting officially at 9 o'clock on the nose. First item is our invocation. If you would, please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to come together this morning. Father, thank you for the gift of serving this wonderful city. Lord, we also just turn our attention to you this Christmas season and give you the honor and the glory that you deserve, Father. Thank you for the special time that we have with our families and loved ones. And Lord, I just pray a special blessing on everybody on this council, our city staff, and all of members who make our city run so well. I also pray a special blessing for our residents and our citizens this Christmas season. Lord, would you watch over them? And Father, would you just usher us into a wonderful 2026? We bless your name, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
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 Item number two is our pledge. Let's please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item number three is our public comment. The City Council invites citizens and guests to address the council on any matter, including items on the agenda, except for public hearings that are included on the agenda. Comments related to public hearings will be heard when the specific hearing starts. Please limit your comments to 3 minutes per resolution R87-11. The council is not permitted to take any action or discuss any item that's not listed on the agenda. When you're called to speak, please state your name and address, and if you're speaking on a specific agenda item, please state the item before beginning your comments. Thank you for your understanding and cooperation. Is there anybody here to address council?
Easy enough.
I don't think so. Okay, great.
Easy peasy.
I'll close public comment at 9:03 a.m. Item number four is our executive session. Pursuant to Texas Government Code 551.071, the City Council will convene in executive session to conduct a private consultation with its attorney, seeking the advice of its attorney about a contemplated litigation related to an appeal of a determination by the City of Woodway's Board of Adjustment, and in consultation on such matter, the duty of the attorney to the governmental body under the Texas Disciplinary Rules of Professional Conduct of the State Bar of Texas clearly conflicts with Texas Government Code Chapter 551. I will recess open session at 9:03 and convene, begin executive session at the same time. In session at 9:45 a.m. Item number five is discussion and consider action to appeal the December 16th, 2025 decision in the City of Woodway's Board of Adjustment in case number 2025-001. Styled in re Kevin Ranich.
Ranich, yeah.
And authorizing the city manager and city attorney or their designees to take all action necessary to perfect and prosecute such appeal. May I have a motion to
discuss?
I'll
make a motion to discuss. Second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. Shaw, Mr. Manager, any further comment?
No additional comment unless you have questions for me.
None, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, council, any discussion? Any further discussion?
I just want to say that as much as it pains me, I sympathize with Mr. Vranich. However, he didn't pull the permit. It's in violation. I hate the fact that we're looking at having to slap the hand of the BOA that serves us and serves the citizens, but I feel like we can't allow this the potential for this to continue. So I feel we're going to have to go the litigation route on this.
And I feel like because we had a 5-0 decision by the Board of Adjustments, some of them are ex-planning and zoning people. It's a citizens board, kind of the next step for a citizen to go to if they get something from the city and want to say variance or appeal something. And he was successful. We all agree that the ordinance was clear and he did do some things wrong, but that's what the Board of Adjustments are or variances. I don't like the idea of suing our own citizens' board at a fairly expensive situation that will come out of taxpayers where we have to actually pay on both sides of the attorney. What I would recommend, or what I'm suggesting, is to allow this one to go as what the Board of Adjustments recommends, and then change our ordinance so we don't have this issue again, and also maybe train the Board of Adjustments a little closer to help them so we don't have a ruling that where we might be suing our own citizens' board. So that's why I'm not in favor of suing and just allowing, in favor of just allowing it the way it is.
If I make you, Mr. Russell,
I would agree with that assessment. I'd
and,
be on that.
And I'm okay being in the minority on that. I'm just saying.
Okay. I understand what you're saying, and I respect that. But I feel like you worry about the cost now. If we allow this to go on, we're going to look at cost down the road of people trying to follow, say, hey, he got it. Why can't I just build this whatever I want? I think down the road, we're looking at even more costs if we don't nip this in the bud now.
Well, that's why we would change the ordinance.
Well, we can do that, but we still need to
I think Mayor
go this route.
Mayor Pro Tem.
I think one of the things that was helpful for me to hear is a lot of the reasons why these rules are there, and so much of it is to protect public utilities and lines. I also was hoping, Mr. Shaw, would you mind explaining again why, like, just kind of going through why this is illegal? Like, this cannot be, this is separate from just a random ask for a variance.
So the deficiency in the Board of Adjustments decision that I see and that we would pursue is a failure to follow the city's ordinances and definitions of building structure, accessory building, and the rules applicable to them, substituting instead their own definitions or their own ideas of what those are. So that's the basis of the illegality, is despite what was heard, what was presented, they used their own idea of what the law might ought to be instead of the ordinances, which are the law for the city.
You know, I understand that. It sounds, though, that we are punishing Mr. Vranich for the mistakes of our Board of Adjustment. And
no, I would argue we're punishing him for not following the building permit in the first place, which led him to come to the Board of Adjustment.
Agreed.
Because it would have been, the city would have, our staff would have said, I'm sorry, you can't place that structure there. It's too close.
I understand what everyone's saying and respect what they're saying. I think by retraining our board, we're a little at fault ourselves for not offering a Board of Adjustments training ahead of time to explain this. And like I said, this man went through what he was told was the right thing. And now we're upset that he got a ruling that does not fit with what we believe is right.
But he didn't pull a permit in the first place, which would have negated all of this.
But if it's a structure, you wouldn't need to have pulled the permit.
I think what we seem to be ignoring is that for Mr. Varnish, and it's unfortunate for him.
I agree.
He's trying to pull a rabbit out of a hat, because he was the one who created the process that's caused this. There's nobody here that I would think that doesn't realize, and very, very few citizens don't realize they need to pull a permit for a structure that size. So to be at the Board of Adjustment trying to, okay, you caught me. That doesn't make sense to me, that we don't follow our own law because he's trying to get the Board of Adjustment to recreate their own law, which is he was successful at doing.
In my opinion, it's not so much about him right now. It's about the Board of Adjustments. And I understand and agree with what you're saying. But for future, like you were saying, is we need to have a training program for board adjustments. Also, for future, we need to have an ordinance that is so tight that we don't have that issue. Now, it looks like we probably did.
Well, Councilman Russell, I agree, but that's not the question on the table.
Well, we're going to be suing the Board of Adjustments.
The question is, what do we do now? And unfortunately, yes. I think we have to litigate.
So
Mr. And that's fine. It'll cost money.
I know. It'll cost us more in the long run if we don't, I think.
No, not if we retrain and we fix the ordinance. So that argument...
There will still be people wanting to argue because they're going to see something that they think they can find a loophole in.
Whenever they try to argue before the Board of Adjustments, they will be trained to not allow that.
And they'll be defined there.
So, Mr. Suri, it sounds like you're going to make the motion on this.
Yeah, so. I think I am.
Go ahead.
Do you mind, my only contribution to this would be, would you mind including in your motion to include training on for the BOA in future?
Sure.
At a future time. Leave that to the city manager, but just include that in there. Any other discussion? All right, take it away, Mr. Suri.
Okay. I so move that in the decision of the City of Woodway's Board of Adjustment in case number 2025-001 styled in regard to Kevin Vranich, and authorize the city manager and city attorney or their designees to take all action necessary to perfect and prosecute such appeal. Within that, I would like to see future training for our BOA so that these types of things don't happen where they get confused about what I believe was the intent of the ordinance. Sorry, I'm kind of extrapolating
okay?
the emotion.
Is that okay to include that?
Is that
okay.
a bit much?
Okay. Great.
I second it. That.
Great, thank you. Moved and seconded. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay.
Nay on suing the board.
Okay.
Nay on suing the board.
The ayes have it with five voting aye and two voting nay. Thank you very much. The motion passes. Item number six is consider action on adjournment. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn. Sir?
We are adjourned at 9:55 a.m. Thank you, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Thanks, sir.